This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I mean, is the word, is it triumph?
Yes.
Is that the word we would use to describe the live show?
Yeah.
Beautiful last choice. Week? Triumph.
Successful.
Triumph.
Triumph.
It was, and I know people are like, oh, well, I couldn't be there. So, you know, because we have tens of thousands of listeners and there were like 100 people or so, 100 plus, whatever, at right. the live show. So I understand it was a small fraction. So everyone else is like, shut up.
Right.
We couldn't be there. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean we're not going to talk about what the experience was like being together, because it was right. unbelievable. And this is a deep tease, but we're going to get to it. There's unfinished business.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
There is?
Yeah.
Why do I not know about this?
Well, there's unfinished business, and we're going to get to the bottom and the top.
Oh.
Unfinished business. It is an update from our baby dollathon, which but first, you know, Zach, do you notice last week we debuted? Remember, was when Zach was on the program who wrote our theme song, then passed away and we lost him. And then I brought him back to life. And then I asked him to rewrite the theme song from At Butch Ricky and include Nikki Malone and Nikki.
Yeah.
So he did. We debuted it last week, but didn't get a ton of attention because there's so much going on. But do you want to hear it again?
I do.
Yes.
Because it really goes well.
Yeah, it really does. Well, it just explains the show. It's about, it's me, Malone, and Nikki. And a mumbo jumbo. Anyway, come on, Zach. Come on. But everyone, clear. I just brought Zach back to life one more time to theme, sing the theme song. You know, that was me doing the defibrillator on him.
You know,
clear.
To,
wow. He's gonna give it to you straight. That's a fact. He'll talk you through your day to day. Keep you coming back. This is tough love, honey. You can count on that. Now straight talk with Ross. Straight talk with Ross. Every week, straight talk with Ross. With Malone and Nikki. Straight talk with Ross. Mumbo jumbo jive. Straight talk with Ross. Straight talk with Ross. Yeah. Mm, thank you, Zach.
So
yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's job, such a Zach.
Talented one.
Zach Day. So do give anyway. I mean, this is probably a crowning achievement.
I love being in it. And I love that he says, you know, mumbo jumbo jive. It's a throwback. It's cute.
It's cute. And I just want to say, so I want to get this out, but as a hit songwriter myself, I understand how difficult it is to really lock into a hit. And I mean, I've done it time and time again. Anyway, we're going to get to the breakdown, a bone to pick top and bottom of the live show. But I can you hear it in my voice? I just filmed a loss of the, I have been struggling. I've been struggling with.
You want to tell us about what's going on? It sounds like he's all like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have been struggling I've been traveling and in hotels.
Oh.
And air conditioning with, like, you know, that they do like pump the what's that scents in hotels, so it smells good. I've been so, you know, it's air freshener and all this. And I can't do it. And it was about 2 weeks I was on the road and traveling and flying and this. And I have the worst allergies. It's also a fire season here in Southern California. Disgusting. Mm-hmm. And it's like a sinus kind of thing. I've been to a doctor. I don't want to take antibiotics. I have them. Okay. I was given them. At one point, I was so desperate, I texted Nikki and Malone, did you guys buy any Z-Packs in Puerto Vallarta? Because I'm trash. And I'll take
it. I was like, I don't have them.
Black market antibiotic.
Yeah, I
didn't either.
Sorry we couldn't do a drug deal for you, an illegal drug deal.
So then I go to a walk-in clinic. What the hell, a walk-in clinic? They were so nice. In Burbank and Toluca Lake. They were so nice.
And what did they tell you was wrong with you? Besides
It's allergies that have turned into a sinus thing.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah. And so they're like, here's antibiotics, blah, blah, blah. And I've been with Malone. I saw Malone. I was not my normal chipper self, was I?
No, I thought you were your yourself.
I was faking it.
You're always chipper.
I was miserable. I was faking it.
Were you really?
Yeah. You would say you were talking about things, and I pretended like I was listening a couple times.
Oh my God! So I know you do that.
Yeah, a couple times. Anyway, here's the point. it's still not there. I haven't taken the antibiotics. I'm waiting. I may do it today. I may take a look, but I want to tell you, you guys, and I have a demonstration for you.
What? Oh,
you're ready for this, Nicole. I have been known to have allergy issues in the past. I do a Dymista nasal spray, which, by the way, is out. They're trying to get my allergists on the line to approve a new refill. How about that? How about, oh, I need a medication. Oh, and then every once in a while, it dries up. Oh, we have to get doctor's permission. My body didn't change. Why do I need a doctor? I already got doctor's permission. Now I got, you got, oh, sorry, we have to check with the doctor, see if we can do a refill. What is this?
Yeah, why?
I don't get that. Handmaid's tail. It's like, like the government trying to tell me what I can do with my body.
Outrage.
That wouldn't happen in this country.
Never.
So I I'm waiting for that. And so I have been known to do something that is very back to my pilgrim roots. I believe that if I were on the prairie with a sinus infection or allergies, I would sort of, you know, take, you know, some like a corn husk, and I would fashion something to catch the rainwater to use as a neti pot.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Or Walnut Creek.
I would go down yonder Plum Creek in Walnut Grove. Yeah. Hero Township near Olson's Mercantile. I would... Doc Brown would take a look at me. Reverend Aldrin would pray for me. Mrs. Olson would sell me the salts that I would mix in. Anyway, this is a bunch of Little House on the Prairie.
Loving this, by the way, for all those young listeners that have no clue what we're talking about.
I know what the young demo wants. The young demo wants Little House on the Prairie references. Okay, so Doc Brown and I decided we were going to do, I like to do a neti pot. Now, if you don't know what a neti pot is, let me tell you, a neti pot is like, it looks like a pot, like a little like genie pot you would rub, you know, mm-hmm. you fill it with warm water and a saline mm-hmm. solution. So like a salt
Lovely.
Kind of thing mm-hmm. you would mix. And then you put it, you take the tip into what I'm a little teapot, short and stout, right? Uh-huh. That kind of thing. You put the little, where the water comes out on one nostril, and then you tilt it and tilt your head, and the water goes into one nostril through your fucking face town, all the way, the loop
town. Face town USA,
the loop loops of it all. Yep. And then it comes out to the other nostril, and you have to do it over.
I love these.
You do it over a sink.
I can't
stand
them.
I'm telling you, nothing more satisfying.
What came out?
Well, no, Nikki.
Well,
so I thought nothing more satisfying than a neti pot. And I want to let you know that here in Palm Springs at my house, I have a battery powered neti pot that you like put your one thing, push a button, it goes and up and out. Great. Yeah. You still have to lean over the sink.
But can I just say, neti pot has always sounded like something that you would find on the prairie. So I think we should rename it to the Nelly pot.
The Nelly pot. Thank you so much. Yeah. So I did the neti pot forever. And then, I'm with Malone in Burbank, and I'm trying to go to a doctor. I'm this, we go to a pharmacy, and I don't have my neti pot there. So I'm like, I'm going to buy a neti pot. And then I see something that I've always wanted, but they are $100.
Yeah. He's very frugal.
Oh yeah.
Ross is very frugal.
No, I like investing. You know what I'm saying? I'll buy something if it will hold its value or increase in value. I don't just spend willy-nilly. You understand?
That's frugal.
Have you ever seen me spend willy-nilly?
No.
Even once?
No. You think about everything and you're like, yeah, but it's $30.
I'm even playing a new slot game on my iPad, and I will not spend money on it. So every 24 hours, it resets and gives you a daily bonus. So if I lose big and it's noon, I can't play it again until the next day, because I will not spend the
$4.99.
I won't do it.
On so principle.
My point is this.
Yeah, so what is the point? What did you buy?
I'm going to tell you. So I'm in the pharmacy and I see this thing I've always wanted. And it's called a Navage.
Who?
Michelle Navage.
Michelle Navage. And it is a Yeti pot. It is like a robotic thing. So you fill, it's so different from a Neti pot. This is not your grandmother's Neti pot. You fill the top with water and the saline solution. And then two nose plugs, you hold up to your nose. And it face fucks your face, pushes it through one nostril, sucks it out of the other. And then the the water and all the gunk goes into a bottom reservoir.
Oh my God.
Holding it up now. Much like a colonic. Tank. I'm holding it up now on the Kiss Kiss.
Oh,
Nick,
yeah.
Water
in the top thing. Yes.
It face fucks you here. And then the bottom, you know, when you have a colonic, which I've never had, but they say you see what comes out.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah.
So I was looking at it online and in the visual on Kiss Kiss Club is much better. Okay. So show me where you put your nose.
Thank you so much. So what I'm going to do, and I have it filled.
A demonstration, please.
And I am going to face fuck. I call it my robo face fucker because it's robot and it fucks my face. So I'm going to robo face fuck myself on the program.
Wow. This is hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a couple of tissues here.
Do you feel like the it's better than a neti pot? It gets out more than a neti. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And because I don't have to do the work, a neti pot's always like a balance and is it going to go down to my throat? You know, like it feels like you're drowning. This one's like, bitch, I'm robo face fucking you and you're going to be fine.
Question. Is it about the suction? Is that what makes it so good?
Because it's pushing and pulling. So it's pushing into one and then sucking it out.
Understood.
And so it almost it almost grabs your face, hand on each side, and says, I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh, face wow, sexy.
Yeah,
that's why I call it a robo face fucker. So what I have the top filled with warm water, and then there's you have to buy, and they come with these saline solution packets, and you place it here, and then I'm gonna close the top. Listen to the snap of the close.
Ooh. Very satisfying.
Yes.
So now it is closed.
It's like a Keurig.
Yeah.
Very much like a Keurig. Very much, very much. And then there's two little like nostril things that you would put in your nose that come
at
out.
At the same time. Two of them go both in at the same time.
One goes into one nostril, one into the other, and one's going to pump water in.
Fascinating.
And one's going to suck out.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for me to robo face fuck myself?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will not be able to talk. So, Nikki, please narrate.
I will narrate. All right. So, he's putting the nostril injectors into his nostril and he is smiling. And he's
don't you're going to make me laugh. And I can't fucking shoot it out everywhere.
It's so good.
Okay. Hold on. Put it in. Okay. Okay. You're going to see, just to reiterate, you're going to see the gunk that comes out of my nose in the bottom here.
Oh, God. This is
really exciting.
All right. This is great audio. Here we go. And he's beginning. Oh God, and he's pressing. Oh my God, it's dripping into the bottom. It's oozing into the bottom compartment.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Why does that make me slightly feel nauseous?
A little bit.
I feel a little slightly.
Oh my God, it goes really fast.
It does go fast.
And there's your face fast.
There's no dripping.
No.
Oh
my. Wow. That's an aggressive shoot it up your face. And it oozes out the other side. That's amazing.
Wow.
How do you feel?
That was so hot. Yeah. That was so hot. Do you see the things in there?
I don't see. I'm grateful that I don't. But can you describe
in
there?
I can see.
Flex phlegm.
Describe, please.
Phlegm. It's not. Hold on. Let me just mute this while I blow my nose. Hold on one second. Okay everyone. Hold on. Just, you don't need to hear this. Hold on one second.
His little voice, silk. Silk.
Nikki, I'd feel like I was drowning.
You do feel like you're drowning a little bit, but you know what? You know, it's that how bad it hurts is that you're like, okay, I'd rather drown than not.
The pressure of this day. Does it bring you instant relief or does it take kind of a second?
Mm-hmm. Like my eyes instant. Go, oh my God.
So you're saying that we should all go to Michelle Navage and get face fucked.
I'm telling you, $100.
MichelleNavage.com.
$100 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will never be without my Navage, my robo face fucker.
Well, Amy, do it on a regular basis, it actually just cleans out your sinuses and prevents future sinus infections.
Yeah. Ooh, just don't put that hot. That was hot.
Too hot.
I put it in early because I thought, by the time I want to do it, I want it to be warm. And it just, it was too hot. That was too hot.
So you realize now, Ross, that the sales of the Michelle Navage are going to go up.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, so that's my new thing. Oh, speaking of, now this is actually fascinating. So at the live show, all the loons were there. Listener Victor, Gina, Bella Biscotti, Burrito Girl, and Cookie Alafante, of course. And Victor, who's the sweetest, listener Victor, gave me a card. And do you know what he put in the card?
What?
A gift card to Target.
Why?
For
Why
me.
Did he
I
do
don't
that?
Know. $100 gift
no.
card.
So sweet, though.
I said, you can't do it. I don't need it. He goes, I won't take it back. And I was like, I can't take $100 gift card from listener Victor, which now I think about it. Could have bought me this Navage. What am I thinking?
That's right.
But I then thought, what if I took that $100 that Victor gave me and we bought a stock, and then we tried to make that $100 into $200, into $400, into $500.
Yes.
So my point is, I was going to discuss with you what stock we wanted to buy.
Oh, geez.
What if we bought stock in Navage? Because if you remember, by talking about Domino's, their profits went through the roof. Yes. By talking about Del Taco, they were just acquired by Taco Bell or something. By talking about Moldavite, now everybody's wearing it, right? Mm-hmm. So why don't we make Navage happen? And now we can win. We'll buy stock in it.
In Navage. Before
it
skyrockets. I think this is brilliant.
Now, my next question is, how do you buy a stock?
That I would not know.
Zero clue. That's why I have a stock broker who does it for me. And he sends me emails and then I just delete them because I can't read them.
I don't know how.
Who does know? Who can we ask?
There must be a stockbroker listener.
Oh, there has to be.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Right?
You know what would be great, though? Maybe you could put the $100 towards designing your own Michelle Navage machine, like with different colors. It could light up. It could like sing. It could make music. Yeah. It could do a lot of different things.
Robo Face Fucker by Ross Matthews.
See, that's cute. I'd invest in that.
People might be disappointed when they realize what it really is when they get it.
They're all trying it on their butt.
The Robo FF. What would we call it? The Robo Double F.
Yeah.
The Robo Double F.
Face fucker.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews.
What if it did work on your butthole? What if you put it on your butthole?
I'm Ross Matthews for Robo Double F. You know, when I decided to create the Robo Double F, I set out to make a difference for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I could do an infomercial, all of it.
Yeah.
Stocks are going to go up. We're going to make some money. Who's the system? We need a stockbroker. Come on.
Stockbroker, design your own.
No, I'm not going to design my own. I'm one man, but I will invest in Navage. I will take the $100 that I will keep the gift card for Target. I will then take my $100 of my own money. Take it out. And that will be the Victor money that he gave us. We will invest that in Navage and see what happens.
I love this idea.
That's really nice. And that was a really sweet thing that he did to give like that. And I know he gave from his heart because he really wanted, you know, to give.
It was a thank you to us, but I don't want money from the listener. It's so sweet, but
so sweet.
Yeah, but he wanted to do that, you know, say thank you. I think it's so sweet.
Well, here's the deal. If the money from Navage, and this is how Victor is all about giving back bigger. If we make money from our investment in Navage, we'll do something good with that money for people.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
All right.
I love this.
And if we lose big, we'll ask Victor for more money.
That's a great idea. 100%.
Maybe you can start like a fundraiser for it.
Well, why doesn't Victor just start sending me an allowance?
Oh, geez.
Like $100 a week, something like that. And I'll do with it what I see fit.
I like that. Listener money cow.
Like you're his child.
Listener cash machine.
Oh, I love that.
He's so sweet. It was so good to meet him in person.
So good to meet so many of the listeners in person.
So many. And I get so many things out of the live shows, but I was sitting there the whole time. I'm just so grateful, so filled with gratitude that these listeners took time, their money, they paid for a ticket, they flew here in a pandemic, and where we are, you know, where the world is right now with the increase in prices and everything, and they're there, and they're they're laughing with us,
and then they're contributing in the loon. And actually, you know,
so filled with gratitude.
I actually have a message from a loon. You know, have you heard of a carrier pigeon? We have a carrier loon. And they brought this message from Bisexual Vagina.
Oh. Hey, Ross, it's Bisexual Gina. I'm sorry I can't make the podcast recording today, so I wanted to send in a little voice note just to say how awesome the live show was. Thank you so much for making that happen. I can't believe I hadn't met some of the loons until that day. I mean, it felt like I've known them my whole life. So it was so great to hang out and have all five of us be together. Just the whole show was so much fun. Meeting Adam Rippon was amazing. And his husband was one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my whole life. He was so sweet. I'm just so thankful. And the Straight Talkers were, of course, phenomenal. Just some of the sweetest people, so friendly. And I've really enjoyed connecting with them even afterwards. And yeah, the live show, I'm just like sad it's over, but happy it happened. It was so much fun. Aww. Special shout out to Jake Tittle for being my roommate and sidekick for the weekend. The whole Straight Chalk family has just been so amazing, and I love everyone. And if I could just really quickly plug, because I don't think that we have yet, Cookie and I have started a podcast. We're doing some recapping.
All right. Thanks, Gina. Anyway, it's a wonderful,
old school Gina. Gina.
Wonderful. Make sure you check out her podcast.
Can I say something about the live show? What? I want to echo what Malone said. Felt very grateful, but also felt like, you know, when you go to summer camp and you spend like a mass amount of quality time. Amount of time may not be huge, but the quality of the time is so good. And then you have all these inside jokes and these fun things that you share. That's how the live show felt to me. I felt like we were all at summer camp and we all got each other. So thanks for that experience, Straight Talkers. We
and
love you.
Thank can
you.
We talk about the big ending? Nobody saw coming, the wedding where Malone got to be a flower girl. And one, Malone, I want to know, what did that feel like to finally fulfill that dream? And
great question.
Yeah. What did that feel like?
Well, it was very satisfying. And it was also very physically difficult. I had the fantasy and the dream in my head, but when I actually was doing it, I was like, ow, I can't really spin anymore. I can't really dip anymore.
Yeah, because you had a long time. We'll get to that in a second, but you had a long time to twirl, throw, dance, prance. How sore were you?
First of all, I was really super sore for like 3 days after it. And I had a huge blister on my heel that I still have. It hurts so bad. But I have to say, the song it was a blister from the shoes I was wearing I know. But the song Bethy wrote was so funny. And I wish you could play it here for people who haven't, so that they can hear it a little bit better.
Oh. If I had it right now, we'll play that going to break. Because coming up, I just want to say, coming up, we do have someone who was there, and we're going to clear the air about something that happened regarding the baby doll-a-thon.
Got it.
Good debate. But Bethy, so I did, you know, Bethy, who my friend from high school, the voice of Arlette Smart,
part of the mark, and
this nightmare. I said to her, I go, you know, we're going to do this wedding. I knew I was going to do it. Surprise wedding. Malone's going to be the flower girl. She's like, oh, how wonderful. I said, I would love if you sang a song for him to be a flower girl too. And she's like, what are you thinking? I was like, I wanted to be like, there she is, Miss America, but the flower girl. And she's like, okay. So I searched music. And I found the song, the instrumental version. And I was like, Bethy, here's the song. Just do something with this. Sent this back. And it's, as you heard last week, it's pure perfection. It's already, there's already buzz for a Straight Talking nomination next year. So here is the voice of Are You Smarter Than Mark and Two Truths and a Lie, Bethy Hungerford, with The Real Flower Girl.
She's the real flower girl. Smile and curtsy, give your fans a twirl. Here she is, the rightful flower girl.
Rightful.
She's entitled to what she's born to do.
What you're born to do.
Someone get her a quesadilla or two.
Quesadilla, now that's...
Throw petals, petals, throw petals, girl, petals.
Oh, so aggressive.
Throw petals. Yeah. Petals, grow petals, girl. Blow some kisses, fart, and fling your curls. Bonafide and sanctioned, she's the one that you've been waiting for. The real flower girl.
Oh, so pretty.
Throw the petals, girl. You are the flower girl.
And you
are
throwing petals, them.
Girl. You are throwing the flower girl.
Why they were just standing there.
Girl. You are the flower girl.
Just letting you throw the petals, petals
girl. Flower girl, 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 flower girl.
Oh, yeah, she's into it.
The real flower.
Chardonnay's playing. Did I mention that?
Oh.
Here she is, the real flower girl.
Tempo.
Give your fans a twirl. The real flower girl.
This is so dramatic.
Oh, wow.
I swear, she's drunk on her own talent. It's so, I can hear the musical. I can see it. Like, she, I think she is very Julie Andrews.
Yes, that's that too.
drunk on her own talent is so funny.
So good. And it was interpretive dance, Malone, because you felt her lyrics and you felt her aggression. You were throwing those pedals and you meant it.
Totally. I did. I thought it was ending at one point in that part where you say Chardonnay's in it.
Yeah.
Ross. And then she started back up. I'm like, oh shit, I got to keep going. There's
more. Yeah. It's a false ending. And you think about the kind of talent that came out of our high school, you know, Bethy, who can sing like that, and me, who can face fuck himself on
himself.
Anyway, we have a bit. Oh, gotta get down to the bottom of stuff. When we come back, we're gonna break down something that went awry during the baby doll-a-thon at our live show last week. Much more Straight Talk on the way.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
It's Straight Talk with Ross.
Can we listen to Gina's voicemail again?
It's Ross Matthew.
We have old episodes of Jersey Shore, so you can listen to Hello, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I also teamed up with some other queer content creators to make a podcast called Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are answering queer questions and giving advice. So you can listen to that wherever you listen to podcasts as well. And I should be back on Straight Talk next time. But thank you for everything, Ross, for the live show and for everything, because Straight Talkers are so amazing. And I love you all so much. Kiss, kiss.
Welcome back to the program. It's Ross. That was a mashup nobody wanted.
It was.
I kind of liked it.
I was kind of into it too. Thanks, Gina. Thanks, Bethy. Hey, what a great time we had at the live show. Really, just so many people and so many fun. Shauna was there and Daria was there. The Looms were there. So many.
Yeah.
And then we had, you know, Baby Doll was there. My love, my husband was there.
Love him.
And then I love him more.
I don't know. I think Malone and I might love Welly more than you do.
I do.
If you combined our love and compared it to your love for him, I think we might win.
I do too.
Fuck off. So we were hoping to find Malone's love, a baby doll love. Now, we put Adam Rapon, our guest co-host, and Nikki in charge of finding three people. And I actually, you know who else I put in charge of? Jake Tittle. Listener Jake Tittle was there, who's written so many songs, a Leprechaun Smooth song. He's a Straight Talkie Award nominee. Just a great listener. Comes to the live.
Wonderful to meet him.
Yeah. And he stayed, he bunked with Gina. Anyway.
At the hospice.
The hospice.
It was a hostel, but I kept calling it the hospice.
A couple listeners stayed at a hostel.
So I said, you know, hey, Jake Tittle, who we called Titsy, right?
Titsy. Yeah, Titsy.
So Titsy, can you help find from the audience, pluck people who want to be in it? No. He comes to me after the first act. He's like, Ross, I got all three people. And I said, okay, but I want Jake, I want you to be one of them. So kick someone out. He said, what? I said, yeah, I want you to be one of them. And there was a reason I wanted to be one of them. And we'll get to that down the line. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole idea is that we would ask them questions. Malone was blindfolded. He picked one baby doll. There were three. Got to know them. With blindfolded, Malone picked one to win. And the winner got a ticket to sit next to Malone at the bubbly brunch the next day as his date. Mm-hmm. Now, Malone, you chose, there's baby doll number one. Baby doll number two, baby doll number one had never listened to the show before. Right. He wanted to be in a throuple. Baby doll number two was Jake Tittle with a disguising his voice. And baby doll number three was who you chose. And he was very tall, creative, wonderful man.
Love Brian. Yes.
Great energy. Yeah. So when you chose number three, you were probably thrilled because he's got great energy and gorgeous. But was part of you like, oh, I didn't know Jake Tittle was number two.
Right. I was a little like shocked because I did like Brian's energy, baby doll number three. And I give him a big hug. And then I looked over and I saw Jake Tittle there. And I'm like, why did he fake his voice? I would have picked. I mean, it's Jake Tittle. Do you know what I mean?
I think I might be the culprit here. I think I told him to fake his voice. I didn't know he was going to go down south and be like this, talk like this.
Well, and we're getting to somewhere. I want to talk about this because then you did choose, and we'll get back to this, but you chose number three. Now, the next day, baby doll number three did show up to the brunch.
Lovely.
And I didn't know if he was going to show up for sure because he wasn't planning on going to the brunch until he won.
And then he did. He came. Well,
yeah.
And did you sit next to each other? Are you in love? Are you getting married? What happened?
Oh, okay. Well, Nikki and I, we went to the lovely buffet, got our food. It was so good, Ross. Really wonderful.
We'll talk about the buffet.
Oh my God, that buffet, I have to say, it was really wonderful.
Well, let's get into it really quickly. You guys, I have said that I will single-handedly bring buffets back after the pandemic. I'm a Lewis and Clark of buffets. You guys are like, gross, gross. But you went to the buffet, didn't you?
100%.
And how was it?
Delicious.
Really
some
delicious.
Of the best. Buffet breakfast food I've had in my entire life. So I stand corrected. But Malone, am I correct? We went down early to make sure we would miss the rush, that we would be the first into the buffet line. So we didn't get the leftover fingered foods by all the other beautiful
the COVID food. Sprinkles. We didn't want those.
Okay. And I will say it was WW friendly. There was some indulgent thing, but I made sure it was WW friendly and was very, Anyway,
that was an exciting buffet.
Thank you.
It was very exciting. So,
okay.
Back baby doll number three, your date. Are you married? What happened?
No. Okay. So Nikki and I go in and we sit down, you know, at the table where, you know, it's picked for us to sit at. And there's Nikki and I with our food. And Jake Tittle's kind of like hovering around the ballroom, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, Jake, come sit by me, you know, where baby doll number three was going to sit. And so Jake comes over and he's like, well, where's baby, you know, baby doll number three is going to sit here. And I'm like, I don't know if he's going to show up or not. I don't know. Cause he wasn't planning on coming. So I don't know. And then Jake, I think it was Jake who said, well, you know, he went out to dinner with someone else that he met at the show last night.
Allegedly. We don't know.
We don't know. And that the guy's here and he's saving a seat for him. And it was the table right next to us. This is baby doll number three, right?
Understood. So baby doll number three was supposed to be your date, went on a date with someone else the night before after meeting you and all of this, right? So you guys were not a love connection. You're a bit number three. Now, I want to say this. The reason, Nikki, that I told Jake Tittle to put himself in the baby doll contest is because I know something the listener doesn't know.
Yes.
Tell us right now. Yeah. What is it?
Malone has always had a little crush on Jake Tittle.
That's right.
And so I thought, oh, then let me throw his crush in the mix.
Nice.
And then, right?
Yeah.
And then
maybe
he picks him because I know you. What you like.
Looking out for me. Thank you
so much.
True love.
And then something happens.
True love.
At the day of the brunch, when baby doll number three, who Malone picked, is sitting with somebody else. They get their picture. It's no hard feelings. God bless. Good luck. Have fun. Who ends up sitting next to Malone?
Well, okay. Can I just say that baby doll three did show up? And then when I had heard that the guy was saving a seat for him, I went out and found baby doll number three and said, okay, this is the deal. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here. You can sit by me. That's what you want if you want to do it. But there is someone in there that I know you went to dinner with and who's saving a seat for you. And I feel that if this is a connection for you, I really want you to have it. And he's like, really? Because I'll just do anything. I'll just go with, I'm here to go with the flow.
I'd be like, your mind, sit here. That's it. I won. This is it. You're with me.
He was so sweet though. I have to say he was so gentle, but I don't want to interrupt that connection he had. And the guy was saving him a seat. Right. Yeah. So he's like, okay. So we walk into the ballroom and Jake Tittle's still sitting in the seat, I think. And he starts to get up when he sees us. Baby doll. I said, baby doll number three. I said, just go sit with him. Just, I really want you to sit.
Go
with
sit
him.
With your guy. Go over there.
Go sit with your guy. So then
that leaves you alone. Then going back to Jake Tittle.
Jake. Yeah. So I said, Jake, so this is your seat. You are here with me at the brunch.
Yeah. So in fact, you know what? I actually have Jake Tittle here.
Titsy!
I'd like to bring Titsy into the hello, Titsy, baby doll number two. Now I'm going to peel this onion. So allow me to do this.
Okay.
Jake Tittle, welcome to the show. Thank you for being there. Just quick words on what your experience was like at the live show last week.
Yes.
The live show was so much fun. It was such a great time to meet the Straight Talkers and just have a great time. It was just a blast. Nikki, what you said about summer camp, I think is a perfect Way to put it.
Totally. Just like at summer camp, you all lose your virginity. Same thing happened at this live show. So Malone, I have to tell you, I put you in charge of finding, like I said, finding contestants for the Baby Dollathon. And then I threw a loop-de-loop in there when I said to you, I want you to be in it. Were you down to be in it? Were you like, oh, this will be fun?
Well, I was kind of preparing myself to be in it because I was having a real hard time finding the baby dolls at first. Mm-hmm. Everyone was saying no. I was pulling out all the stops.
Thanks, Jake.
I was like, hasn't it been a long pandemic? Isn't it time to say yes to life? Isn't it time to say yes to being a baby doll?
Yes.
And then they said no. And then I think after a few people had like some drinks, I was able to convince a few others. But I was kind of prepared to throw myself in there if I couldn't find a third.
Yes. And then you found yourself in there and then you were not chosen. But the next day, you did find yourself sitting next to Malone.
Yes.
And I think maybe Malone was secretly or not so secretly happy about that. I think he was excited to be sitting next to you, Jake Tittle, well, baby doll number two.
Yeah.
At brunch, right?
I think you should have baby doll number three on here to talk about this love connection.
Maybe, but alleged. I am a little more interested in you, Jake Tittle. And there's a reason for that, because after the brunch, Malone and I breaking it down, talking about this, and he tells me about something that happened when he was sitting at the table with you at the brunch after baby doll number three went off with his new boyfriend, whatever. And it was Malone sitting next to Jake at the brunch.
I don't even know about this.
Yes. Malone, what happened?
Okay, well, so I was happy Jake Tittle was sitting next to me. That's kind of what I always wanted. I think I even I wanted him in that baby doll competition. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when baby doll three went and sat with the other guy, I said to Jake Tittle, "You're in. You can sit here now. This is your seat. You know, just relax. This is your place next to me."
Great. So you're next to the baby doll you really wanted, even though you didn't even know.
That's right. And I said, "And you know, I kind of have a crush on you."
So wait, you looked to Jake Tittle, at the brunch, and said, "You know, I kind of have a crush on you."
Exactly.
You said this to Jake Tittle.
To Jake Tittle, I said.
And then I want you to tell me verbatim what Jake Tittle said to you in response.
God. Yes, Jake Tittle said.
I'm sorry. Alone,
are you muted?
I didn't hear you. Say it again. So you said, Jake Tittle, I have a crush on you. And Jake Tittle said nothing.
I don't remember. Oh my God. Like, thank you. That's so sweet of you. Oh my God. I have a crush on you. Or, you do feel something.
Wait a minute.
So, and then hold on, we'll get your side, Jake, in a second. Yeah, so then what do you do, Malone, after I have a crush on you? Dead silence. What do you do?
I'm like, okay, well, I don't think he likes me. I don't think he has a crush on me. So I'm now rejected by baby doll two.
And baby doll number.
You're rejected by two baby dolls.
Two baby dolls. So it was really the rejection thon.
Okay.
So and then he just went back to
baby doll
eating.
One. Like, I don't know where baby doll one went.
So let's turn now to Jake Tittle, who found himself sitting next to Malone.
That's cute.
Has Malone turn to him and say, because you know, I have a crush on you. At which point, Jake Tittle, you said nothing.
This is how I remember it. And I was hungover, so maybe I'm misremembering it. But I remember taking just a second pause. And then starting to say something. And then Malone said, no, I don't want to hear your reaction.
Oh. I didn't say that.
Oh,
I didn't. Did I say that?
That's
because that's not in my vocabulary.
I could hear you saying that.
I would have wanted to hear her. I wouldn't say I had a crush on you if I didn't want a reaction.
Well, okay. No matter what happened, we're here now.
Yes. And I think.
Okay. And I think it's time to redo this conversation.
Okay. Me too.
You're not hungover, Jake. All right. Malone's here. Nikki and I are going to sit back and be quiet.
Yes. Oh,
and here's you know, how many times are you going to take two in life? So
never.
Here it is, take two. You think about the history here. You know each other for a long time through the podcast. Here you are in person. Malone's got this lingering crush, this burning ember that can't be put out. So he had chosen through fate another baby doll who then was intercepted by another lover.
Intercepted.
So there you find the stars have aligned to put you next to each other. At listener Victor, there's no seat next to him. And here you are placed next to Malone. Jake, Malone, Malone, take it away.
Jake, I have a little crush on you.
Well, Malone, that's very flattering. But I do have to let you know that in the hunt for the frantic hunt for a baby doll for you, I was trying to find a baby doll for you. I found a whole slew of potential baby dolls of my own. So I was selfish in that manner of, you know, taking the crop of baby dolls and maybe saving the best ones for my DMs.
Oh my God. So you were a baby, you were a baby doll hunter.
It was a baby doll whore.
And you, you hunted and gathered and saved the best baby dolls for yourself for it.
I did.
Jake Tinsley.
You know, I don't have a crush on him anymore. That just completely ruined it. You know, can I ask, do we know any of these baby dolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were all straight talkers. They were all there.
I have a question.
Yes.
And I think Malone and I have the same question about a specific straight talker.
We do. Thank you.
We have a theory.
We do.
About you, Jake Tittle.
Yeah, tell us. I want to know.
We think, and Malone, let's say it together. You have a crush on 3, 2, 1. Listener
Victor.
I do have a huge crush on listener Victor, but it is completely platonic. Mm-hmm. It is a complete friend zone situation.
Oh.
I respect him so much. And I think he's just incredible. And meeting him in real life was just incredible as well. So I don't even think I could
but that's not a think crush. About it.
Well, I don't, so I don't is think it, I could. Is it tingling down there?
Yeah, is it tingling down there? That's what we're asking.
Listener Victor.
Ask Victor. I don't know.
No. Thank you.
No, we're asking you. And so let me ask a couple more questions. Did you have any one-on-one time with Victor?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I would say if there was something romantic, like a Ferris wheel ride on the pier, would you have done? Did you do that with Victor?
We did. Yes.
Yeah, just the two of you.
Just the two of them. Yeah.
Did you hear him?
Romantic Ferris wheel ride.
Nikki, can I tell you the shit that gets back to me? I hear everything.
Isn't that
like
nice?
The camp counselor. You're like the
baby doll
the camp-
number two.
Well, hold on. You have a you make a collection of baby dolls for yourself. Did you hook up with anybody on that weekend?
Oh, good question.
I did not, because me and Gina were staying at the hospice in the broom closet. Gina did say, if you want to hook up, feel free. I'll just pass out in this bed. So she's a tripper.
Very supportive.
She's awesome. But we didn't. The broom closet was a broom closet. So there was no room in there.
You're a heartbreaker, turns out. How do you feel?
Well, I feel a little, I feel bad. You know, is it elder abuse? I don't know. I just feel bad. I'm sorry, Malone.
Oh, well. We tried to make a love affair happen and it did not.
Bombed. It bombed.
It did not happen. But Tittle, you gave it your best. So I want to thank you for coming here, for letting us ask you the tough questions. And we wish you and Tittle. Listener Victor all the best.
Good
luck. Eugene.
I would love to have I'd love to have Jake Tittle and Eugene mud wrestle for
oh my God, mud wrestle.
I'm super competitive, so absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm always saying yes to these competitions, even though I'm always losing them. But I would totally mud wrestle Eugene in 2 seconds.
Well, you know, I'm an investor in Navaj, and so I have all the money to send you there. It started with one small $100 investment, and the rest is history.
This will be the first Straight Talk pay-per-view event.
Oh my God. Paper poo. Yes. All right. Well, Jake Tittle, blessings to you. Okay.
Thanks, Titsy. Yes.
Thank you so much. Yes. Jake
Thanks,
Tittle, everybody.
Good luck.
Bye, Titsy.
I think after that, we just always have to go back to the beautiful quote of sometimes you have to kiss a lot of frogs too.
Okay. Wait. I just want to be clear here. This is just all for fun. It's hilarious. Jake Tittle can go get, he can go tittle down there with somebody else. It's totally fine. I love it. I want everyone to have love, but it does make me think. It does make me think about where I'm at in my life, aging, acceptance of who I am, acceptance of my body at 60, it stimulates me, you know,
interesting.
This rejection. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. What do you mean by that?
no, 60 and single is sexy because of where I'm happy. I'm finally happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't need someone else to bring me flowers. I don't need someone else to validate me. I don't.
Well, so how about we just let's give up the hope. No more baby doll-a-thons.
No more baby doll-a-thons.
Got it.
We found your baby doll. It's you.
It's me. That's what I learned. That you asked me what I learned. I learned that I found that my baby doll is me.
Your baby doll within.
My baby doll within.
You know, I just fucked myself in the face.
Oops. Uh-huh.
Maybe you need a navage for your soul.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A robo soul fucker.
Oh my God, soul fucker.
Not a robo tittle.
We have more show on the way. We'll be right back. Well, thank you. Oh, that's so sweet. Welcome back to the program. Yeah. You know, I like to give. I'm a giver. And I gave Malone my password to HBO Max. And I said, because I've been telling him, like, you have to watch this. You have to watch that.
Yeah.
I said, you have to watch Hacks. You have to watch Julia, yeah. But Julia Child. You have to watch Eyes of Tammy Faye is on there. And so I give him my password, which is illegal. I don't know. I'll deny it in court, but here we
are. That's kind of true love right there, is the HBO Max password, because that's a big one. That's the most expensive one.
So I said, Malone, here, take this, create your own profile. The next day I call him and I'm all excited. I go, okay, Malone, what did you watch? What did you watch? And what did you think? Did you watch Hacks? Did you watch Julia? What did you watch? And I said, Eyes of Tammy Faye. And Malone said, I watched Wonder Woman.
No. You
and I was like, well, that was not on the list. And that wasn't what I said to do.
That's such a Malone move.
And he's like, well, I didn't know there was stipulations. There was stipulations with the password. I'm like, that's the whole point. I gave you the password so you can watch the things that I told you to watch. Not so you can just willy-nilly choose what to watch.
He was so irritated that I didn't follow his lead, that I didn't do what he wanted me to do.
Well, purposefully not watch it because you knew he wanted you to so badly?
No, that's the thing with Ross and I, Nikki. It's like, it's never intentional. It's never really thought out. It's just who I am and what I do that bothers him so much.
It's rude.
See, but I don't come from a place of like, I'm going to watch Wonder Woman just to piss him off. I like, oh, Wonder Woman's on here. I'm going to watch that because I feel like I want to watch a woman being empowered, you know?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's why I watch it. And
Hacks.
So
you could watch Hacks. You could watch Eyes of Tammy Faye, woman being empowered. Well, everything I took, Julia is about a woman being empowered, getting her own show in the 50s. Fuck Nikki. You. Everything. But, you know, I said, here's my password. I'm paying money because I want you to see this because I want to discuss it with you. I watched Wonder Woman. Fuck that.
I was wonderful.
It was terrible, but wonderfully terrible.
It's terrible. That's why I said don't watch it. Now, did you watch any of the things I said to watch?
I did. I watched The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
So you did follow through. Okay.
I did follow through.
Jessica Chastain won the Oscar for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Please. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, I liked it a lot. I didn't love it like you love it. Because I lived it. Like I watched this all play out on TV back in the 80s or 90s, whenever it was happening. And I love Tammy Faye. I mean, she's an ally to the gays, and she's, you know, she doesn't get a lot of credit as being one of the first drag queens either. Like, she's pretty amazing.
She's an amazing woman.
Amazing. But the movie, the performances were so good. And I love the kind of camp value of the show. And it was very entertaining. It was very entertaining, but kind of like, okay, I know where this goes.
I wanted that part. That was hard for me to watch because, you know, I would have been so good. I would have been so good.
Tammy Faye.
Oh my God. Shut up.
Tammy Faye.
You should do it on Broadway.
Tammy Faye Broadway.
Yes.
I haven't watched it. I can't wait to. So it's worth Nikki, watching. It's you think
yeah,
it is?
I just love it. Because I love Tammy Faye. And then did you watch Hacks yet?
No, that's next.
I love that show. You're going to.
Am I going to love it?
You are the lead of Hacks. That's your character in Straight Talk with Ross.
Malone is Jean Smart in Hacks.
Yeah, Deborah he's Vance. Jean Smart.
Yep. People have told me that before.
You're the Deborah Vance.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm the Deborah Vance.
You're not older and wise. You're not as wise as Malone.
No, that's elder abuse, Nikki. You're not old. God. wise. You're not wise. Like Malone.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Malold.
Oh, my God. Sounds like mold. Mr. Malold. Mr. Malold. That's hard to say. Mr. Malold.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to say with your old tongue.
Oh, my God. Keep him coming.
Here's the deal. It was great to see it. There's a Garth Brooks song.
Oh,
I love Garth Brooks. I grew up listening with my dad. There's a Garth Brooks song I love called Unanswered Prayers.
Yeah,
Malone. And the song is about sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. And he ran into his high school girlfriend at a football game years later after then. And she had a wife and he had a wife. And he was thinking about when he saw her, like, I used to pray to be with her forever. I used to pray that I'd get her. Mm-hmm. And if it weren't for God or the universe not letting that happen, I wouldn't have found what I found.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so sometimes you thank the universe for unanswered prayers. Your unanswered prayer about getting tittle in your
tingling,
to getting tittle to tingle down there.
Tittle down there.
Yeah. If it could, is it tittling down there? Could be because
wait, hold on. Is it tittling down there?
It is it tittling
down there. How funny that is.
It could be, Malone, because something else is on its way to you.
Thank you.
And I believe that. I believe that. You think about all those, you know, when I was dating.
Yeah.
You think about all those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They all led me to my husband, you know. And I believe that is one hurdle onto the next. Am I still talking?
Beautifully said.
No, it is beautifully said.
No, because I'm like
taking it in.
Because I think I'm in a coma from this.
I think Chardonnay needs to start playing music and just sign this whole thing off.
That's beautiful. And it really helps.
Well, what did I say? Was it good? What did I say?
It's really good. Something about Garth Brooks tiddling.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song again?
Huh?
What's the name of
the song? Unanswered Prayers.
Oh, I love that song. All right, kids. Well, I just want to
this show is a roller coaster. It's a hot mess.
It's a hot. What is it? It's always so weird.
I want to thank y'all, everyone, for listening. Nikki's at Nikki Boyer on all social media. Malone is Mr. Malone. You could reject him there too.
Yeah, come and reject me. Open for rejection.
I'm Hello Ross. I'm also drowning in my own mucus. We'll see you next week.
He's gonna give it to you straight. That's a fact. He'll talk you through your day to day. Keep you coming back.
Hey Ross, it's bisexual Cheetah. I'm sorry I can't make the podcast recording today, so I wanted to send in a little voice note just to say how awesome the live show was. Thank you so much for making that happen. I can't believe I hadn't met some of the loons until that day, and it felt like I've been in a whole place. So it was so great to hang out and have all five of us be together. Just the whole show was so much fun. Meeting Adam Rippon was amazing, and his husband was one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my whole life. He was so sweet. I'm just so thankful, and the Straight Talkers were, of course, phenomenal. Just some of the sweetest people, so friendly, and I've really enjoyed connecting with them even afterwards. And yeah, the live show, I'm just like sad it's over, but happy it happened. It was so much fun.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.